When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
How's that sound? Unless you got something buddy. About the Fenway Bowl. You good on the Fenway Bowl? Is that going to be big this year?
No, listen, I want to ask you one question.
You got one question. You can go right now.
All
go.
Right. LeBron James.
Yes, played for the Cavaliers. Remember him? Yeah, he was pretty good.
No. I ain't got nothing to do with the Cavs. Does he own a part of the Red Sox?
Yes, he does.
So you think he's a
How
Red Sox
How you feel
Sox
about
fan?
That? I'm sure he's a fan of making money.
I don't like the guy. I don't like the guy, but I'm just asking, you think he's still a Red Sox fan or he's got money invested in him?
Sure. Yeah, but he wears a Yankees hat, so how does that make you feel? That hurts, doesn't it? Thank you, Boston. Okay, we keep going. Why did I just do that? Because listen to the show if you're going to call in, right? Listen to what we're doing. At what point did I ever say, hey, maybe we'll talk. We'll probably like to talk about the Cavaliers a little bit later in the show. Maybe. Just play along with us. Do us a favor. Listen to the show for, I don't know, 5 seconds before you call in, okay? 5 seconds. It's the holiday season. I'm trying to be nice. And Jeff's not here. And I know Jeff normally takes care of the Bostonian because those guys are, like, super tight. But just play along, will you, please? What were you going to say, my friend?
I was more laughing because I was about to give him a legitimate, honest argument and answer before you hung up on him. And then I went, oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind. It's the Bostonian.
Yeah.
Never
mind. You got to put it in perspective, my friend.
I was going to like have an honest conversation with him.
All right. And we're still talking about college football players. We're going to get into Ohio State here in a second. But, you know, we were talking about that.
He's going to treat them like people.
You were talking about, you know, like Indiana being the little guy here in this game against Notre Dame.
They are.
Indiana has 90,000 students on their campuses.
And
Notre Dame has 13,000. 13,000. Man, you know how hard it is to get into Notre Dame? We look at them, especially when it comes to football, as elite. Indiana has – you can't tell me that if you had 90,000 people to choose from, you couldn't put together a national championship team?
Apparently, the answer to that is a firm no.
Isn't that insane? Their program has been around since 1899.
Yep.
They have 90,000 students on all their campuses.
That is correct.
And finally, they have a 10-win-plus season?
That is correct.
Come on, man. That's just they don't care. It's a basketball state. Nelson, Avon Lake. Hi, Nelson.
What's happening, Nelson?
Hey, guys. Hey, Andy, I'm going to be a good Christian. But you don't have to be nice to the Bostonian, man. But I guess it's Christmas time.
Yes, it's the holiday season, my friend.
I was ready to have an actual conversation with him, but I was like, oh yeah, wait a minute, that's right.
Yeah, so I guess I'll give you guys a pass. But anyways, Andy, in terms of football conversation, Indiana has not been relevant since Lee Corso coached there. I mean, it's been a long time.
Oh, is it even Corso?
Is
Mallory,
it bad?
Bill Mallory was there. They were okay.
Is it bad you said that, yeah. Nelson? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Coach Corso was there. Because he's been
Coach
on
Corso,
I'm 36,
yeah,
man.
Coach
My
Corso,
whole life I've seen him as a guy on TV.
Yeah, Coach Corso had a good run in Indiana back
No,
in
not
the
so fast, my friend. No, I'm just kidding. Keep going. Yeah.
No, hey, nice
Bill Mallory. Hey, Bill Mallory had a decent run when he was there. I mean,
yeah,
he took him
true.
To more bowl games than anybody else did.
That's
for,
true.
For whatever that's worth.
I don't want to make fun of my IU fan, my IU friends. I have a couple friends that are alums, so I'm not going to make fun of them.
No, go ahead. Make them feel at home. At least, you know what? They'd probably be – I think they want you to make fun of them because now they're a part of the conversation.
I guess. My neighbor is – my neighbor's son is actually a Notre Dame student. He's a junior, so I guess I have to sort of root for the Irish today. But I'm pretty pumped. And I know you guys talked about this yesterday, but – And it's probably going to happen next year, but I wish some reseeding would have been done before.
Yeah, they're going to have to. They'll figure it out for next year. As a matter of fact, and Nelson, thank you. I don't think they're going to do 12 teams very long. They're going to go to 16. I don't know. Do you know how much money? They're going to see how much money they make this weekend on these four home games. Money that's not going to bowls. That's not going. And then all of a sudden you've got gate receipt. Yeah, this money's coming straight back at them. So what are they going to do? They'll add four more teams, and maybe four bowl games will go away, or maybe four, bowls that are looking for teams that are barely 500. Those teams will be able to get in, or maybe they'll give a bypass to a team that's one game under 500 to fill out those bowls that still want to kind of exist. They're going to see how this works. I think the biggest test of the weekend is going to be watching Houston and Kansas City go up against SMU and Penn State, because we just really have never had a head-to-head clash like this before, where you've got one of the best and most watched teams in the NFL going up against the first time ever home college football playoff game in Happy Valley. Like, how is that going to play out? I can't wait to see what the ratings look like.
It's going to be fascinating to see who's tuning into what, and especially you've got the whole thing of the college football playoff, and as funny as it sounds, it's a big driver for these kind of things. The fantasy football playoffs are also going off, and you know that everybody's got C.J. Stroud, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Mixon, and
Travis Kelce
down the line from there. So you know all this stuff's going to play into it. It's going to be awesome, and I'll tell you, Ohio Stadium is going to be great. And I know that everybody's going, oh, this is you're starting to hear from a lot of different places, Andy, that Ohio State might be on upset alert. That Ohio State is the one that a lot of people are starting to circle, saying, okay, Tennessee's defensive line, that's some legit stuff. They're going to come after you. And Ohio State's offensive line has been shaky.
Well, they've gone through a ton of injuries this year. Right. I mean, that offensive line's
been shaky.
I'm more concerned about the 24% of Tennessee fans are going to take over the shoe. That's the part
Control what you can control, Andy. Control what you can control.
I don't know.
Don't affect your game plan. Especially now you've got, headsets. We don't have to worry about hand signals.
How do you feel about this game? Give me Ohio State or Indiana or Tennessee. What do you like?
I mean, Tennessee's ability to run a ball has been unbelievable. Their running back has been awesome all year. He's kind of been one of the unsung heroes. The Athletic did a really good piece on him earlier in the week, basically saying he had all these offers and he didn't like the direction that the program was going until Heupel showed up. And basically convinced him, like, hey buddy, you got to come here, you need to stay here, you're our guy. And so they have been riding him. I mean, he's been one of the best running backs after contact in all of college football. It's gonna be tough. Jim Knowles' defense is gonna have to come play. I mean, that's the big thing with it. And the thing with the Buckeyes is that the defense has been there all year. The question has been the offense and the fact that the offense will sputter every so often, and so which is kind of funny to say. But if I'm Ohio State, I'm Ohio State fans, I'm slightly concerned on this one. I this is not a pushover game. I mean, this is legit. Now, the good thing is the quarterback for Tennessee, I studied how to pronounce this kid's name, and I still can't do it.
Isn't it Emily Leavia?
I was watching video on how to pronounce it. I can't do it. Anyway,
Emily Leavia. Yeah.
He's interception prone. So that helps out on that defense as well. And so I think this is going to be a relatively low scoring game. It's going to be one of those games where every so often someone is going to need to tap Ryan Day on the shoulder and maybe during a timeout tap Will Howard on the shoulder and go, hey, that Jeremiah Smith guy is really good. You should probably throw him the ball more.
Yeah, but if you're saying this is a low scoring game, right?
But this is what happens with the Buckeyes. They, like, forget Jeremiah Smith's on the over on the side.
No, they don't. He gets double and triple teamed. And they've got Emeka Ebuka. I think what they need to do this game is they've got to reestablish some kind of running game.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, you know, Quinshon Judkins, they got to get him moving in this game, right? He's got to get moving in this game. When you look at Ohio State, just across the board, right? You talked about the offensive line, a little bit banged up, but, you know, they've got wide receivers. Will Howard has the opportunity to shake off all the naysayers. They've got to get Trayvon Henderson moving in this thing, too. I mean, those two guys should have been the stars of the show against Michigan, but they weren't. And that's not what Ohio State wanted to do. And even when they were the stars of the show, they would run them straight into the line. There was no, I don't know, as if it wasn't more pre-snap movement or just what they needed to do to get these guys a little bit, you know, a little bit more active in the game plan. They just, everything seemed to shut down. I can't think of a more motivated team in the country than Ohio State it should be this weekend. They absolutely have to. But, you know, you've got to utilize Emeka Buka. You've got to utilize Jeremiah Smith. Henderson can catch the ball as well, too. G. Scott, you know, the tight end, they're going to have to use him, especially if it's short yardage and things are a little bit sloppy and cold on the field. So let's talk a little bit more Ohio State. Can Ryan Day come out of this thing if the worst should happen? I don't really want to think about this. I want to think about tomorrow being Ryan Day's finest moment, just like Apollo 13. 216-474-0092. Bryant Browning's going to join us at 12:20 today. Former Ohio State offensive lineman, pride of Northeast Ohio as well. So we'll talk to him. Brian Anderson at noon. Tim May at 1. We are set for some big football over the weekend. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The